Blog Talk Radio.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. We finished the Pittsburgh Pirates podcast with first base coach Tarek Brock earlier, live from St. Louis. Now we go into the show that I bring to the table every week. It's the Breaking It Down podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live from Los Angeles. 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Bill North, an early rise on the West Coast. How are you this morning, my friend?
I am so wonderful, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, sitting here talking to you across the airwaves on different shows and everything, boy, I always say to myself, when I get up to heaven and God decides to send me back down, one of the things I would like him to bless me with is being a Major League Baseball player. You played it for a long time. Love the travel, love the scenery, seeing the landmarks across this great country. Any thoughts to that?
Oh, yeah. Baseball, same thing, make you laugh, make you cry. So baseball, it's not an easy game, but we all play it. We all, you know, the attrition rate is tremendous, and that. But that was my game. I wanted to play in the major leagues. And
well, 10 years.
That,
yeah.
That way.
The Cubs, the A's, the Dodgers, the Giants. Now, any one of those cities you played in, they're all great cities. You know, when you look at it, the tradition in Oakland, the fan base in Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. How tough is it if people don't put much stock into this. You know, they figure, okay, who are we going to get in a trading deadline? Who are we going to get here? But to get traded and to pick up the pieces if you spend so much time in one of the cities, that's got to be hard in more ways than one.
Oh, everybody cries on their first trade. I don't know about crying, but they don't want me anymore and that kind of thing. And my brother told me when I got traded the first time, he said, instead of looking at where you've been, look at where you're going. And I was going to the world champion. So that kind of was a cathartic. And I liked it. Yeah, hey, got to move on. I went from number one prospect with the Cubs to number one suspect in a year's time.
Well, you know what? And those when you look at the A's, boy, winning a World Series there—that had to be something. I mean, just the names there: Raleigh Fingers, Bert Campanera, Sal Bando, Gene Tennis, Joe Rudy, Dick Williams managing, Charlie Finley owning it, the white shoes, the yellow outfits, the green. I mean, how fun was that?
California. You gotta love California, and if the sun was out, sometimes. But playing baseball then was this team that I went to, and I was considered somebody that played the game. Not really. I knew the game. Let's put it like that. I didn't want to say I was smart. Okay. But I knew the game, and when I went over to Oakland, I got to know it even better. It's the kind of thing that they did everything right. The Oakland A's did everything right. We used the whole team down to the 25th player. They all had a job. And just like any other team, you know, there were squabbles and that kind of thing. But the one thing about it, when they went between those white lines, they knew what they were doing. And Dick Williams was the architect. And we had Sal Bando was the team captain. He was a real team captain, too. It was a heck of a deal. to be going to a championship team and be able to experience the World Series.
Well, when you look at where baseball was and now where it's going, there's a lot of changes that don't really make sense in more ways than one. To speed up the game, they're limiting the pitching coach or the manager to go out there 6 visits per mound. Pitcher's got to pitch at least 3 batters. Now we get into the thing, if a pitcher throws off the first base 3 times, it's considered a balk. The guy will get credited with a stolen base. To me, baseball was never meant to have a time clock, but Rob Manfred, in more ways than one, is trying to generate a sport that shouldn't be generated to a certain extent. Any thoughts to that?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But baseball's broke. Okay. I don't think that implementing rules, radical rules, into the game is the way to go about it. I think that if the players are having a problem with something, then they need to make adjustments and work it out. Okay, let's take, for example, the shift. That right there is more of a commentary on the players than the game. I know how to get somebody out of the shift, hit the ball out of the way, okay? And you let them get 5 players on one side of the field or 6 players on one side of the field, and that means that one player is 60 feet away from the other one is 60 feet away from you, and the other one is behind you, and there's one man out there. two. And the thing is it seems to me that all in all, the players are the ones that should have done that by making adjustments. And playing big league baseball is about adjustments. The difference between AAA and the major leagues is vast, but the game should be in the hands of the players to get these things done. I don't know about time clock on all of those. What the real reason why games are longer is because of the commercials in between innings. And when I was playing, after the third out, you grabbed your glove and ran out to center field. Now they stay in the dugout, and then they walk to their positions, because of so many commercials on there. But my thing is that the players should have hit their way out of that shift. It didn't need to be legislated.
Well, and not only that, when you look at it, I think some teams have taken full advantage of it. I don't like the shift. I mean, I like when everybody stays in their position. To do the switch, I think it's unfair. And the only way you can beat the shift is try to pull the ball the other way and stuff. But, when you look at the sport, you say, it's broken. And, yeah, it was in 94. The sport, we lost the World Series. And then the slogan coming back was Chicks Dig the Long Ball. And then, to me, Bud Selig threw a lot of guys under the bus that saved the sport when you looked at McGuire and Sosa and Bonds. And now here we are, years later, trying to push the sport into the young generation to speed the game up. And it's just mind-boggling in more ways than one.
Well, you've taken talent out of the game, too, by sabermetrics. The fact that, when's the last time you saw a hit and run?
Yeah.
Stolen bases are down. And that's, a lot of that is because they want to go with the percentages. Okay. And one of the amazing things is they'd rather they strike out than move the game and make it, use all the resources of the game, use all the plays of a game, and that. But they teach these kids now to drop that back elbow and come to the strike zone swinging up, and they call that launch angle. Well, if you look at a guy like, well, one thing that was with in the older days, as I'll call them that just for now until we find a better thing to call, was that you get two strikes on you, you kind of give in a little bit because you want to hit the ball, because when you hit the ball, two out of the three things that happen are good. They can make an error, you could get a hit, and the other is out. Okay? But and I found that going to the ballpark is unless you're winning all the time or there's something you provide that it draws fans, you know, the game was what drew fans and how they played it. Well, now you've got guys looking in their back with a sheet of paper in their back pocket, looking at what they should do for the next batter.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to play against a guy. You play against most of them in the minor leagues anyway, but you don't have to play against a guy to figure out what kind of player he is. You know, and
right.
And all of that stuff is minutiae, and I think that some of the players are not as talented because they don't get asked to be talented and have innate skills and how to use the game. And,
exactly.
And
well,
batting,
you know, we're down to less than 3 minutes, and in a minute or so, I think it's a blessing that God gave you a talent to switch hit. Tell us a little about that. And also, I think the hardest thing in life is to hit a Major League Baseball.
I agree with that. To the point, it's one against nine.
Right.
And you can hit it, but you can't tell it where to go. Okay. But as far as being a switch hitter, they made me switch hit after I had reached major leagues. And
wow.
It was a thing. They saw me messing around in spring training or one of them. And, you know, when we were kids, Mickey Mantle was up and a right-handed pitcher was pitching. You had the bat left-handed. And Gil McDougal was up. He had a bad right. And I did that, but it also was a thing, too, that they also moved my blind. I'm blind in one eye. They also moved my bad eye out front, but it worked. I mean, my on-base percentage was in the 360, and that's what my job was to be able to get on base. As a right-handed hitter, that's how I made it to the big leagues, as a right-handed hitter. But, hey, it seemed to work.
Yeah.
They kept running out there.
As we wrap up this show, I know we'll do it again as we're getting ready for your debut show here next month.
Yeah.
Any final words? Because, I'll tell you get better and better each week, and I know you're on quite a few shows across the network in Cleveland with Peter Ray every 2 weeks. You found a home there in Indianapolis with that crazy clown show with John Guy and friends.
That's my part.
Yeah. And any World Series prediction before we close the show out?
Well, I don't do predictions, but I sure would like to see the Astros win. Dusty Baker's one of my best friends, and that's all, you know. But it's a tough game. It's who's hot and who's not in the postseason.
Well, you're definitely right, and I'm so blessed to call you a brother, a mentor, and a friend. You got me in the All-Star game in Los Angeles this year, and that I'll always cherish. Well, for Bill North, Yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again as we get ready, like I said, with his debut show here next month. Till then, catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. Have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Mark.